that Peter Strzok, we learned, had all these text messages. We got to read some of them early this morning. Now, as my colleagues have pointed out, some of them are, you know, they show he didn't like Trump. He and Ms. Page are exchanging text messages back and forth, show they don't like the president. But that's nothing new. Everyone on Mueller's team, no one on Mueller's team likes Trump. We already knew that. But I want to focus on one in particular. And this is a text message from Mr. Strzok to Ms. Page, recalling a conversation and a meeting that took place in Andrew McCabe's office, deputy director of the FBI, recalling a meeting earlier. And Mr. Strzok says this: "I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office." Then there's a break. Dash, it says that there's no way he gets elected, no way Trump gets elected. He says, "I want to believe that. You said that in a meeting in Andrew McCabe's office. I want to believe that." But then he goes, "But I'm afraid we can't take that risk." Now, this goes to intent. He says, "We can't take the risk that, you know, the people of this great country might elect Donald Trump president. We can't take this risk." This is Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI. This is Peter Strzok, who I think had a hand in that dossier that was all dressed up and taken to the FISA court. He's saying, "We can't take the risk. We have to do something about it." Now, don't forget the timeline here either, Mr. Rosenstein. Peter Strzok, January 10th, he's the guy who changes the exoneration letter from gross negligence, criminal standard, to extreme carelessness. July 2nd, he's the guy who sets in on the Clinton interview. July 5th, 2016, that's when Comey has the press conference and says, "We're not going to prosecute. Clinton's okay. We're not going to prosecute." And then August 2016, we have this text message, the same month that the Russian investigation is opened at the FBI. August 2016. And my guess is that's the same month that the application was taken to the FISA court to get the warrants to spy on Americans. Using this dossier that the Clinton campaign paid for, Democrats paid for, fake news, all dressed up, taken to the court. So I got really just a couple basic questions. Because it seems to me if the answer to any of these, of those two questions, if the answer is yes, if you guys paid Christopher Steele at the same time the Democrats in the Clinton campaign were paying, or if you took the dossier, dressed it all up, took it to the FISA court, and used that as the basis to get warrants, and now we have intent in this text message saying that there's another text message, my colleague referenced it earlier, where Mr. Strzok says, "I can protect our country at many levels." Says it with all the humility he could muster. "I can protect our country at many levels." This guy thought he was Super Agent James Bond at the FBI. This is obvious. "I'm afraid we can't take that risk. We can't. There's no way we can let the American people make Donald Trump the next president. I got to protect our country." This is unbelievable. And I'm here to tell you, Mr. Rosenstein, I think the public trust in this whole thing is gone.